So Dr. James Merchant is the Center Director of the University of Iowa's Healthier Workforce Center for Excellence, and he's also the founding dean and professor of the College of Public Health at the University of Iowa.
Thank you, Deborah, and good morning. Gloria talked about program policies and developing program policies, the importance of policies that provide integration. Laura talked about the importance of a participatory approach. I'm going to be talking about program content, which is one of the areas that Glorian talked about, because it is, after all, quite important. What are the elements of the program in any workplace, as well as how the program works? So this is an employee total health management-based survey of Iowa employers. One of my co-authors, Jenny Hall, our associate director for outreach, is here. We have no relationships to disclose. We're going to be talking about the development of a total health management model and a statewide survey to assess employer adoption of these model components. This is the text, and is a IOM report that Glorian and I were, as well as a lot of other very capable people, were involved in developing for NASA and integrating, notice the word integrating, employee health. And in that report, we defined a healthy workforce. And this is, I think, represents a bit of a paradigm shift for NIOSH, maybe the field, where NIOSH traditionally had been really focused on prevention of occupational illnesses and injuries. Here we're talking about really seeking a healthy workforce, a healthy workplace, and this applies to both individuals and organizations. And these are the attributes: healthy, productive, ready, resilient, that we are seeking. And this is I think, somewhat of a departure for NASA as well, in terms of, you know, what is the goal? And this is, I think, the goal that has been now embraced by NIOSH. It is certainly consistent with a lot of other work, particularly the definition of the World Health Organization that's had this definition out for a long time. But it's, I think, the total worker health program that we are a part of really embraces this shift to, you know, what are we really after, both organizationally and individually. This is a figure from this report, and I'll spend a few minutes talking about it, and it's employee total health management. These are what we reckoned at that time were important content areas, and starting up at 1 o'clock, health plan design. Health insurance is really important, and of course that is front and center right now. If you look at USA Today, lead story is about all about health insurance, all of the problems with Obamacare is focusing primarily. The real challenge is small employers who don't have insurance, or if they have it, is catastrophic, is poor insurance. Health plan design is really important. Disease and case management is obviously important. Having a fitness center or focusing on physical activity is important. Absence management, including disability, capability, short-term, long-term, is important. Primary care, having access to primary care, is obviously important, and is, of course, one of the main, if not the main purpose of Obamacare, is to increase access to primary health care. Wellness programs, which are the traditional health promotion programs, a health risk assessment, which is very important, obviously, having a health portal to communicate to workers the benefits of any health plan. And then the occupational environmental health content, which is essential to any total worker health program, safety, occupational medicine, environmental health, disaster preparedness and acute care, and then behavioral health. And then at the top, 12 o'clock, having a health advocate, which I think there's data to support programs like this that have health counseling, have a health advocate, are the most successful. So this represents the program content. Our goal was try to translate this into a questionnaire, which we did with David P. Lind, who does every year an annual survey of employers, looking at health benefits, looking at benefits, but mainly health benefits, in a cross-section stratified random sample of, in this case, 5,600 Iowa employers, completing interviews on 1,199 that we will talk about here. Survey over sample larger employers because 98% of Iowa employers employ fewer than 50 employees. So this is like many rural states, particularly these are small employers that dominate in the workplace. So in the survey, we had to he oversampled larger employers to get adequate numbers for the to. Represent larger employers. For this kind of survey, which was an internet-based survey with some telephone follow-up, response rate was 21.5, which is somewhat better than he's had in the past. Very acceptable margin of error of 2.8%. And what he's found is it gets remarkably consistent results year to year using this methodology, and indeed many of the people who participate have participated in previous years. So here is the a description of the population by SIC code, and as you see, there are eight SIC code represented here. There are actually six employers who fell out of these SIC codes, but this gives you a cross-section of Iowa employers, manufacturing 17%, retail 18%, finance, insurance, real estate 12.2%, services, the big one, 31%, public administration 11.5%. And remember, this is a stratified sample, so instead of 98% under 50, you see about 75% in this sample is under 50 in terms of employee size. The micro employers, the 2 to 9, about 30%. Location, as you see, the very small micro employers are predominantly in rural areas. The larger employers are predominantly in urban areas. Of interest is insurance. We find that the very small employers, about 50%, 51%, offer some health insurance. This is in 2010. A lot of questions about what they're going to do now with Obamacare, and I think this, as it shakes out, these numbers will likely change. As you see, when you get to 50, employment of 50 or more, you get almost universal insurance coverage. Self-insured, the larger employers tend to be more often self-insured. Fully insured, that is, they buy their health insurance through a broker, through an insurance company. And that, of course, is typical of the small employers under 50. Well, here is the summary of the results from the questionnaire, and for this audience, you may be somewhat reassured that of all of the program components described in this this model, occupational safety and health, over 50% of all of the employers in this survey, 53% indicated they did have an occupational safety and health program of some sort, followed by health and medical information, 43%, behavioral health programs dealing with alcohol, drugs, depression, work-life assistance, 40%, wellness programs such as smoking cessation, weight control, fitness, 31%, having a health risk assessment, about a third, 29%, health advocacy, counseling or coaching, 27%, healthy food, 27%, chronic disease management, 25%, health incentives, such as club memberships, cash bonuses, premium discounts, and others, 26%, health screening, about 33%, and then retain or contract with a healthcare provider, about 11%. Interestingly, all of these employers, each of these categories, they all indicate that they were planning to increase participation in the following year. This is the small employers, that is under 100, and you can see that the numbers for the small employers, that is under 100 in this case, is much lower than the figures I just gave you. So somebody asked about small employers, what are they doing? Well, they have trouble insuring their workers, as you've already seen. They have difficulty adopting these kinds of programs. Again, occupational safety and health at 41% is the most prevalent program covered by small employers. In distinction, counter distinction, those employing 100 or more, you see much more robust numbers in terms of dealing, providing this sort of program content in this sample of Iowa employers. We looked at, we did ask a question, and it was sort of the impression or the perception of the person filling out the survey, which for small employers was typically the employer, the CEO or the president, and for larger companies typically was HR. So these are people who really are in position to probably have as good a handle on any return on investment in terms of their money they invest on health and wellness programs. And as you see here, you don't see a positive return on investment until you get to larger employers. And it was actually 200. We began seeing consistent increases at 200. Here at 250, they are saying $2.36 for every dollar invested, which interestingly sort of corresponds to the literature. People who have done much more careful scientific assessments of return on investment. And then the mean number of programs. You see a relationship here with the number of programs. And of course, as you get bigger with more programs, you are also undoubtedly getting the kind of integration Gloria talked about, but we did not have the opportunity to measure that. So in conclusion, assessment of employer adoption of components of the employment total health management model was achieved through a statewide survey of Iowa employers. They seemed to understand these questions. In fact, about half of them we had surveyed employers previously, and we got very consistent results from previous surveys. As I said, over half reported having an occupational safety and health program, an essential component of any total worker health program. Adoption of all of these components increases with organizational size, and employer perception of a positive return on investment is reported among larger employers, 200, and increases with the number of ETHM programs. And while this survey assesses many important components of total worker health programs, or the content, it did not survey integration, it did not survey participation, which as Gloria and Laura have just told you is very important. But we really don't have the survey tools. I mean, this at this point to go out and survey employers, and this remains an important research gap, which is being filled, as you've heard from the presentations just before me. So I think, do we have time, Deborah, for any question or two? Yes.
Employers, if they have occupational health and safety programs,
I'm not sure I can, but it was in fact this is a summary, but it did include the language of that you see in this bullet on occupational and environmental health, talking about injury prevention, occupational medicine, environmental health, disaster preparedness. But it said, you know, you have a program, occupational safety and health program, that includes any of the following. So it was quite general. And included in these responses are the good and the bad, no doubt. But it's and similarly for all of these other components. Some are probably good. Many of them are probably very bad. So it is, are you doing anything in these areas is hardly an endorsement of that these are high quality programs, but it does, I think, give you an indication of that employers are, you know, paying attention. I think does give us some hope that we can work with employers to try to improve the quality of each of these components. But your point's well taken, and obviously there are a lot of programs that are probably programs in name only, or a little more than that. Yeah, Martin? I think it's I saw Dee Eddington, who is another one of our colleagues on the IOM report, came to Iowa recently and gave a talk about this whole issue of total worker health. And I think I asked him. I said, Dee, I always thought of you as, you know, a number cruncher and the contributions at Michigan that they've made to the literature are enormous. But he said, you know, it's dealing with the government, dealing with, you know, trying to make changes through policy is too slow. He said, I have decided you have to get out into the workplace and engage employers directly. And that's what we've decided. You really do need to take these programs directly to employers and discuss them, discuss the importance of having quality programs, discuss the importance of, you know, integrating these programs, discuss the importance of having workers participate in the programs. And I think what this tells you is I think employers are interested and are going to be responsive, but I think it's really you have to use a sort of basic public health, community-based approach to reach them.